Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the campaign trail.
This race is about competence and it's about character.
He don't deserve to be in that office representing Georgia.
Nicole's devastation.
20 high-rise properties deemed to be unsafe.
And will stocks rally again?
This is something that the stock market was waiting for.
Good morning. I'm Stacey Lynn with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin 3 days after the midterm elections and votes in multiple key races are still being counted. Who will control Congress? CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker are back on the campaign trail.
We're in overtime. Hey, I was built for this.
I did warn y'all that we might be spending Thanksgiving together.
If Democrats can score victories in Senate races in Nevada and Arizona, they can secure the majority even without Georgia. This morning, vote counting continues in those two close races out west. In Maricopa County, Arizona, election officials say they're working around the clock.
We will be working Friday, we will be working Saturday, and we will be working Sunday.
Votes are also still being counted in several undecided U.S. House races.
And turning to 2024, former President Trump is slamming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis even more now, insisting he take himself out of the race for the GOP presidential nomination. He attacked his pandemic response and did a little name calling, describing his potential rival as an average Republican governor with great public relations. Nicole hit Florida as a Category 1 hurricane and packed a big punch. CBS's Elise Preston is in Daytona Beach.
Communities in Daytona Beach shores and nearby Wilbur by the Sea were among the hardest hit. The remnants of some homes were swept out to sea.
Our infrastructure took a beating from Hurricane Ian. There was no way that we could have ever recovered from that. And now here comes Nicole.
Mike Chitwood is the Volusia County Sheriff. He called Hurricane Nicole a knockout punch and said more than 600 people had been evacuated from condos that were declared structurally unsafe. Marcy Dutton has lived in Daytona Beach off and on since the 1970s.
We are a tourist town. That beach is our lifeline. And when we no longer have that, it's going to affect the economy of this town.
And Nicole is moving across central and northern Georgia this morning and expected over the western Carolinas later today. A very busy few days overseas for President Biden.
The president's national security advisor says Mr. Biden begins this three-country tour with tailwinds. Jake Sullivan says his boss has been boosted by the better-than-expected performance of his party in the midterm elections.
That gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
Mr. Biden speaks first to the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, then he heads here to Cambodia for meetings with Southeast Asian leaders through the weekend, and finally to Indonesia, where on Monday he'll sit with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Phnom Penh.
Off to Ukraine now, where Russia says a military withdrawal from Kherson is complete, leaving behind a lot of death and destruction. CBS's Chris Livsey has more.
Russian forces flee the west bank of the Dnieper River, once their stronghold, now among the 41 settlements Ukraine has recaptured in the occupied Kherson region. Soldiers, just a few miles from enemy lines, are using drones to hone in on Russian positions. They're now marked men.
You can see the Russians over here.
But the Russians can also see the Ukrainians. Further back, the artillery takes aim.
One!
And just as quickly as they came, these fighters, now exposed, must flee the scene.
Russian forces left behind a deadly trail. There are landmines and booby traps Ukrainian troops are trying to avoid. On to Wall Street now. Investors are hoping for more gains today, a day after the Dow added 1,200 points in the biggest rally in 2 years. That's excellent news, says advisor Gene Peroni.
I think that this is something more than a one-day wonder. not to say we're going to be up another 1,000 points, but this is something that has been ongoing.
And building on that optimism, Dow futures are up 0.5%. Another setback for President Biden's student debt forgiveness program. CBS's Rob LeGarry tells us a federal judge in Texas just blocked it.
Judge Mark Pittman wrote Biden's plan was, quote, an unconstitutional exercise of Congress's legislative power, ruling in favor of two individuals who sued the Department of Education, alleging that debt forgiveness was applied arbitrarily and contrary to federal law. The Justice Department said in a statement it would be appealing the ruling.
Nearly 26 years after she was killed, police in Boulder, Colorado are now working with a cold case team to help solve the 1996 murder of JonBenet Ramsey. The six-year-old was found beaten and strangled to death in the basement of her home. The decades-long investigation has led to thousands of tips, but no one has ever been charged. Today is Veterans Day, honoring those who have served in the military. CBS's Margaret Brennan with the story of one vet who's raising money to support others.
After four combat tours in Afghanistan, retired Army Colonel Chris Kalenda wanted to honor his fellow soldiers.
So you went from not riding a bicycle in 20 years to riding 1,700 miles.
I said to myself, you know, I'm not getting any younger.
Kalenda biked cross-country to visit the gravesites of the six fallen paratroopers from the unit he commanded.
I feel a lot of gratitude. Gratitude for the service and sacrifice of our six fallen heroes. Gratitude for the 800 who had my back for 15 months.
Combat changed the survivors. Many struggle with post-traumatic stress.
One of our paratroopers, he now lives in a dumpster. He's a meth addict. In our unit alone, we've lost more to suicide and substance abuse than enemy fire. We had one of our paratroopers die 2 weeks ago by suicide.
On that 1,700-mile journey, he learned that sometimes you've got to open old wounds to heal better.
And Veterans Day is Armistice Day in London, where Big Ben rang out. It's been mostly silent during a five-year restoration. It resumes normal operations Sunday. What Hurricane Nicole left behind on the beach in Florida was pretty startling.
As people along Florida's east coast checked out the damage, skeletal remains of multiple bodies were discovered on Chastain Beach. They had been unearthed by the storm. It's believed they belong to Native Americans and are possibly centuries old. Martin County, Florida Sheriff Deputy John Budenseek.
Bones will be turned over to historians from some of the universities around here, and they will make sure they are properly respected and preserved.
To discourage those who might think about showing up, Budenseek offers a reminder that it's a felony to dig up artifacts. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And as a thank you for your service on this Veterans Day, there are plenty of places wanting to fill the bellies of vets and active duty military all day long. Start with free breakfast at IHOP and Denny's, grab a donut at Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme, coffee at Starbucks, and lunch or dinner at Wendy's, Smashburger, and Buffalo Wild Wings. And that's the World News Roundup. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.